State health officials say that despite a slight decline in the number of people who have tested positive for COVID-19, they fear the new Omicron variant could change that. No cases of the new variant have been detected in Colorado or the U.S. as of yesterday. However, Dr. Rachel Herlihy, the state's epidemiologist, said at a news conference that there's still much experts don't know about it. Three methods are being used in the state to detect the Omicron variant, including monitoring wastewater to find virus particles in feces. The method can detect the virus in the community even if individuals are showing no symptoms. The Colorado Sun reported that toilets across the Front Range have served as an early warning system for outbreaks of the virus. Other methods include testing at state and some private laboratories and genetic sequencing. Yesterday, more than 1,460 people were hospitalized with COVID in Colorado, which is a slight decrease. Scott Bookman, the state's incident commander, said that the safest thing a person can do is to get the vaccine and wear a mask when in indoor public spaces. The Longmont City Council yesterday decided to return to virtual meetings amidst concerns about the pandemic. The motion to go back to online meetings was passed by a vote of 5-1 with Aaron Rodriguez, the sole no vote. According to the Times Call, city staff told council members they were well prepared to return to virtual meetings. Councilperson Tim Waters said that he felt going virtual would set the best example for the public. The first virtual meeting will occur December 7th. The city of Denver is being criticized for quietly increasing its efforts to prevent encampments of unhoused people from being set up in a downtown neighborhood. The Denver Post reports that crews are clearing sidewalks and rights of way at least three times a week in a 10-block area in the Five Points neighborhood. The area is marked with signs that say it is a permanent zone for what some call sweeps. However, the city does not provide seven days' notice to people camping in that area in advance of a sweep, a requirement that was ordered by a federal court earlier this year. Andy McNulty, an attorney who sued the city against its camping ban, said that Denver officials are attempting an end run around the requirements of the court's injunction. He said they are putting up a zone that essentially says you can't exist here if you are an unhoused person. Last week, McNulty and an attorney for the city appeared in front of a federal appeals court arguing about the injunction. According to the Post, the city's goal is to have the limits on its camping ban removed. Open enrollment for health insurance under the Connect for Health Colorado marketplace started November 1st, and as of Monday, there's been a 14% increase from the same period last year. The Denver Gazette reports that three-quarters of the applicants qualified for assistance, an increase over the two previous years. A spokesperson for Connect for Health said that factors leading to the increase in how many qualify for assistance may include the impact from the state's reinsurance program and from federal pandemic stimulus money. She said two-thirds of the people who sought but didn't qualify for aid last year can do so this year. Three teenagers have been charged as adults for shooting at the Hinckley High School in Aurora about 2 weeks ago. Three students were injured and had to go to hospital when the noonday incident occurred on November 19th. The Arapahoe County District Attorney's Office filed the charges yesterday against boys who are all 16 years old. Each faces multiple felony charges, including attempted murder and assault. Nine News reports that police said that they are seeking a warrant to arrest a fourth 16-year-old for the assaults. The incident was the second that week. A shooting outside Aurora Central High School occurred just days before. Since then, Aurora Public School officials have closed campuses during lunch and are providing additional security. The U.S. Forest Service has imposed Stage 1 fire restrictions for forests along the Front Range, which takes effect today at noon. The warm and dry conditions and recent fires led to the action. People are prohibited from, among other things, using fire, including charcoal or briquettes, outside a permanent fire pit that the agency has installed. Smoking is also prohibited, except in enclosed vehicles or buildings. The agency said in a release that the restrictions apply to Arapahoe and Roosevelt National Forests in the Clear Creek, Boulder, and Canyon Lakes districts, along with the Pawnee National Grassland. In addition to the U.S. Forest Service, Boulder County has also imposed Stage 1 restrictions in western areas. Warm and dry conditions will continue, mostly sunny in today's weather, with highs around 70 and an overnight low of 45. Tomorrow, sunny and even a bit warmer with the highs in the low 70s. A gradual cool down will start on Friday, but it will still be warmer than usual. Right now in Boulder and Denver, it's 45 and 36 in Fort Collins. For KGNU, I'm Jamie Sudler.